If you set a presentation as an assignment for students where they've got to go away and perform some research and then come back and present the findings, then if they don't have the opportunity to do undertake that presentation, it can be somewhat demotivating. Yeah, but I've seen some teachers do that with a class of 30 students, and of course that can be quite time consuming and certainly going to take more than a lesson. So we need some way of managing that more efficiently. Perhaps one way to do that would be if students' presentations weren't held and stored on a file server somewhere in their user area or wherever. Perhaps if they published it online, the audience could watch those presentations over a period of time. But of course, that's not the same as a live presentation, it's a slightly different thing. But a tool that might help with that is something called Reveal.io. That's RVL.io. Reveal.io is an online presentation creation tool. You register by using your Google account or Yahoo account or I think even OpenID. Once in there, it's a matter of creating a presentation in a very similar way to what you would do with a conventional tool like PowerPoint. You have a series of slides and you put some information on each. You can add text and format it in different ways. You can add images, you can add links, which because it's online suddenly becomes a lot more important. You can even edit the HTML if you're so inclined and so capable. Adding information is straightforward if you're used to presentations that you do offline. However, there are some extra features that become particularly useful. In an offline presentation, you traditionally tend to have one slide followed by another in a linear format. Reveal.io allows you to create a hierarchy, if you will. So you can create slides in that horizontal format. Think of them like the top row of a table. But under each row heading, you can have extra slides. So your navigation can be arranged thematically or in topics, whereby the slides that form the topics have under them subtopics or the information that pertaining to that topic. So it's a different way of doing things. There are transitions and so forth that you'd expect, but one of the important features is the fact that you can preview live without coming out of the edit window. Another feature is that any presentation is by default private, so if you're just wanting to show it to an audience as a presenter, easy. But if you want to other people to be able to see it, it's only a simple matter of clicking on the publish button. You can also export your slides.